On Midwest Week, thanks to COVID-19, will our movies and entertainment ever be the same? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Linda Cook, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus, and film critic. So, Linda, has the movie business just stopped because of the pandemic?
Oh, no. It's as strong as ever. What surprises people, I think, is that they're seeing a volume of movies still, but the big mainstream, what they used to call the tentpole movies that hold up the studios, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those have either been paused or they're coming later. We just don't know when.
Okay, so 6 months from now when they're showing again, will there be a big gap because there was very little production during all this time?
I think possibly there will be. This is kind of interesting. I have seen so many movies streamed since March. It isn't even funny. And all these movies that are little movies by smaller production companies, a lot of them documentaries, which of course I love, and just movies that are scattered all over that I might not have seen before, I have seen now. One of them is called Legacy of Lies, and it stars Scott Adkins. And unless you're a streaming viewer, you probably don't know his name, but he is a star really all over the world. He's a mixed martial arts expert. And he's in action movies that are Bond-like, to give a comparison. And I talked to him last week, actually, and he told me that he was making a movie with Dolph Lundgren in Alabama when everything just stopped. They had filmed for half a day, and here's part of this movie floating around out here. And I presume that is true for thousands of actors and filmmakers who had just gotten started. So you asked about a gap. There will be a gap, but when these lower production movies come together, they'll be available.
Okay. So what do we know about the major movie theaters? Do we have any idea when they might reopen?
Well, the scuttlebutt right now is August 21st, but I'm not sure. I know every studio has someone, or many someone, who are very, very carefully monitoring spikes, just as we all over the world right now. And I think that they're being very cautious about when and how they open. I think if there's a really severe resurgence, that August 21st date might be pushed out even more.
Okay, so all of us have been at home a lot, watching Netflix and the other streaming services. Has that been good for them?
For the streaming services?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Look what Disney Plus did with Hamilton. Those of us who are not able to secure tickets to Hamilton have seen it now. Because here you have, for just a few dollars a month, a streaming service that will give you one of the greatest musicals in the world, along with other content, too.
And I have a friend that works for NBC, and he says Peacock streaming service got something like 10 million subscribers in the first month, which he thought
mm-hmm.
was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be wonderful to see more of these crop up? That competition, I think, is good. And Netflix and HBO, while their content, to me, is outstanding, might have some competitors in the future.
Okay, so if we get used to all this good stuff on the streaming services at home on the couch with popcorn and frequent bathroom breaks, are the regular theaters ever going to get us back again?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. Let's go back. Well, you're too young to remember this, but there was a time.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah. There was a time when a VCR device was the hottest thing going, and everyone said that VHS tapes, being able to watch a movie whenever you wanted, would kill the movie industry. It didn't kill it. It just enhanced it. People would see the movies in the theaters, and then they would rent them or buy them to watch them again. I think this will happen again.
So you think that, for example, you know, to see Star Wars the way it should be seen, we'll need to go to a huge theater as opposed to, you know, my pitiful television at home?
Well, you can see it in so many formats now. If you're sitting at a stop sign or stoplight and a train is going by, you can watch part of Star Wars on your phone. Streaming to me, is the new VHS. Yes, it's accessible. Yes, we can do this at home, but do we want to? And I think the question is whether people will go back to the theater environment. I believe they will. There is something about sharing that experience with a crowd of people as engaged or disengaged as you are that is vastly different from what you get at home, whether you have a big screen TV or not.
And what about putting a movie on streaming services? It doesn't seem like you'll be able to make much money. Is there a way to make money doing that?
Apparently. I think Netflix is doing just fine, and I think HBO is too. You have to think about subscribers and masses of subscribers, but that's okay. You're thinking in bigger terms of viewers now. And so you pay a small amount, but if millions of people pay that small amount, that adds up to big money.
Now, Linda, I heard a commentator recently on NPR say that the pandemic had moved ahead the change from retail to online shopping by 5 years. Do you think something similar is happening for movies and theaters and streaming services and all that?
Oh, absolutely. I love that comment, by the way. I think that's so interesting. I have been an online person, and this is just my personal life, for many years, shopped online for a long, long time. I have worked online for a long, long time. I taught online. And I think that this online world that we're acclimating to now is certainly the wave of the future. I think that's very, very true.
And we've been talking about streaming services. How about mainstream television? Has it profited at all from the pandemic?
I honestly don't know as much about that, but I'm sure that it has. You have a captive audience. Think about it. Particularly during the quarantine, the first days of the quarantine, we're all on lockdown. What are you going to do? And I think that the sponsors, which, of course, that's very important, had a field day because everyone saw those products.
And so in our last couple of minutes here, Linda, what about recommendations? So now we're watching Netflix and Peacock, HBO, et cetera. What should we see that we may not have seen already?
I'm going to beg the listeners to watch two movies. And the first is called Driveways. And it is about the way we intersect with each other. It's a gentle little movie. It's the last movie for Brian Dennehy, the late Brian Dennehy, who died recently. He plays a Korean War veteran in it. And it is just lovely. But my favorite movie of the year so far is a little movie made by a fella actually in Iowa City. And I've spoken with him. We've become friends. The director has made one movie. This is it. It's called Working Man. It has a little bit of a Capra flavor to it. The idea is, and this is so timely in this pandemic when so many people are out of work, that this man who works in a factory in the Chicago area, factory closes down, keeps going to work, even though the factory is locked. Why does he do this? What compels him to go back to that factory? And what's he doing in there? It's a lovely, lovely movie starring Peter Garrity and Talia Shear. You may remember from everybody knows her from the Rocky movies. And it's sort of, her character is sort of like the one in Rocky. It is a beautiful tale of friendship and what work means to us. I cannot recommend this movie enough.